Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 362 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest here with you as ever. Coming up on the show this week, we'll be finding out all about how you could enter your film into a brand new competition. Closing dates are 17th of June, and Josh Baggett letting us know all about that in a few minutes' time. Also, we'll be talking Fizzogs. We'll be finding out about the latest version of Freezing, which is out on the road in June. We'll be finding out all about Forever in Blue Jeans, which is at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre in July. And we'll have music from Chris Islett, who will be joining us on the line to let us know about his current work. But first of all, on Sunday the 5th of June, Claire Teal and Guy Barker bring 12 o'clock tales to Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre. I'm sure it'll prove to be a fantastic evening of entertainment. To tell us more about it, Claire's on the phone now. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Yes, I'm looking forward to coming back to Wolverhampton. I studied at Wolves when I was a student. Came to the University of... Well, it was Wolves Poly when I came.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned into the University of Wolverhampton overnight.
It's been all upgraded, but they've given you an honorary degree since then as well.
So last year they gave me a floppy hat and a scroll in the same building as we're going to be with the Hollywood Orchestra. That's where the ceremony was.
Basically, you're part of our city, which means you know exactly the sort of entertainment to bring us. And it sounds like it's going to be a wide range of music, from swing, sublime ballads, and some of the greatest songwriters in our time. You're going to be performing their work.
That's right. I mean, I'm guessing, you know, from my work on the radio, on Radio 2 and all sorts of other things, I love swing music, I love big band music. And so what we've done with our latest project is we've made a Hollywood orchestra, which is like a mini big band with strings. That means you can cover all sorts of stuff. So, you know, it's going to be Ella Fitzgerald centenary next year, so there'll be a lot of Ella stuff in there. We have a big Doris Day show anyway, so there'll be a bit of Doris in there. Peggy Lee, you know, and in addition to all those fantastic divas of that time who sang the songs of, you know, great songwriters like Rodgers and Hammerstein, Cole Porter, Duke Ellington, Billy Strayhorn. So we'll be kind of, you know, doing some of that kind of catalogue, as well as a few more contemporary covers, things that, you know, like Van Morrison stuff. And then I write whenever I get the chance to as well. So we'll have some original material in there too.
But why 12 O'Clock Tales? Tell us about that.
Well, 12 O'Clock Tales is a line from a song written by Billy Strayhorn called Lush Life. For jazz fanatics out there, or Duke Ellington, hard nuts of Duke Ellington's work, Billy Strayhorn was like his right-hand man, and he was such an incredible musician and writer and arranger. And both myself and Guy are huge fans of his work. And so I always wanted to sing Lush Life. It's quite a tricky song to sing, to make it sound like it's not hard. And so that was kind of first on the list of the tunes that I wanted to cover. And then it just lent itself very nicely for the title, because a lot of these songs, they all have a story to tell. So it was quite a nice way of kind of wrapping it all up. So that's your answer, really.
But when you're working with Guy, I mean, he's a top quality composer, arranger, world-class trumpeter as well.
Yeah.
Does this not mean you're tempted to do some of his work too?
Well, he's a fantastic arranger, so a lot of the arrangements that we use have been done by Guy. I mean, I've been working with him for quite a few years now, and we put together a big prom at the Royal Albert Hall last year to tell the story of swing with two roaring big bands. But he also leads his own orchestra. It's a very similar blend. The kind of stuff that he does is the kind of stuff that I love. So it's taking some songs from yesteryear, and not all of them are older songs, but paying sort of homage to the style in which they were written, but also pointing forward with a kind of the way he writes. It has a fresh sort of modern outlook on it as well. So it's a lovely balance of styles. Basically, we worked together at the beginning of this year with the Halle Orchestra. So that's how this tour has come about.
Oh, you just name drop. That's fine. Don't mind us.
I know. 93 musicians. So the Halle Orchestra and full big band on the records, so 93 musicians all at once, and that's what we've slimmed down to a 17-piece to bring to Wolves, in the next few weeks.
And when you're on stage, do you see the audience, or are you taken away completely in the story of the song you're singing?
Well, both really. You can guarantee that if you do look at the audiences, normally somebody, you know, is yawning or, you know, you catch them at, you know, unfortunate moments. So, you know, there's a lot of laughter in our shows. There's a lot of kind of very uplifting stuff. And the people we work with, the musicians, are all real great fun too. So hopefully you get a really kind of fantastic musical experience, but also you come and have a laugh as well. But it's just such a great ensemble because it's like I say, it's half big band. So you get the power and the thrust of the brass. But then you've also got the sort of sweeter side of the strings as well, so it's beautiful for ballads.
And it makes the whole swing sound work absolutely perfectly, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff.
Your introduction to swing, when that actually happened, did you know immediately, this is the sort of music I want to go out and perform? It must be interesting finding yourself in a genre and wanting to be rooted there and take a show on the road.
Well, it's weird, actually, because I was a kid. I was, I don't know, 5-6 years old when I first heard this stuff. And it was some old records in the attic, and it was all big band stuff, and that's what I loved. I didn't really relate to pop music of my era, so this spotty, weird kid listening to these old smelly records in the attic. And then from there, I got into jazz, and I was a musician. I wasn't a singer until, I found my voice when I was at university. That's when I started singing. So even though I'd kind of been singing privately for years, when nobody was around, I found that I could sing in public when I got to college. And then thought, well, maybe I can do this. So then I started, down the jazz route. But weirdly, things come full circle. And, the stuff that I do an awful lot more increasingly is with the big band sound, which, I think it's just trying to give people a chance, if they haven't heard a big band, just to hear how exhilarating it can be. Because it can make a right old din. It's exciting stuff.
You're telling me you don't really need to mic the band too much?
No, self-balancing. So it's very beautiful. So we just got to make sure that we get some nice mics on the strings so that lifts above the brass, but it's as a unit it works very well.
And in the whole show, obviously we've talked about the title, is that your favourite song in the show, or is there something else which is kind of edging in there?
Oh, there's loads of stuff. I mean, I've got the attention span of a goldfish, so my favourites change all the time. But there's things like Feeling Good and Secret Love and I'll Never Stop Loving You and a bit of Dance Me to the End of Love, all sorts of things, all sorts of different kinds of stuff. And the things that tie it together, obviously you've got the palette of the instruments that you're using and guys arranging, and just the thing that they have in common is that they're all fantastic songs. They lead you in, and what I try and do is have a really good balance of very, very well-known stuff and stuff that you really will go away wanting to take with you.
It sounds like it's going to be both emotional and bring the hairs on the back of your neck up and just be a complete immersion into the world of swing and some fantastic big band ballads. As we say, it takes place on Sunday, the 5th of June. Claire Teal and Guy Barker with 12 O'Clock Tales. 7:30 is Curtain Up. Tickets are priced at £18 through to £28, and you can get them on 01902 429212, which is the box office number, or grandtheatre.co.uk online. But Claire, thank you for joining us. Thanks, great to have a chat with you.
You too.
And we look forward to welcoming you back to the city, and we expect you to wear your mortarboard when you come.
I will, indeed.
And show your degree off as well, please, okay?
Thank you, my love.
Cheers. Travel now.
Bye.
Let's take our first track from Chris Islett now. This is from the EP Something Soon Has Got to Give, and it's called The Fray.
Something soon has got to give. Something in the way. Oh,
That's the Fray from Chris Eilish. Then he joins me on the phone now. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, doing very well, thanks, Jason.
Good, so long time no speak, because I think the last time we had a chat was back in 2012 and you were doing some interesting things with video work.
Yeah, Legacy of Love. I did a mostly fan film video for that, and that went really well.
Well, we'll take a listen to that in a moment or two's time. But what else has been going on? Because you've been producing music, yeah, like it's going out of fashion. And you've also had quite a lot of interest over in the US recently.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, the song you just heard, The Fray, that nearly got picked up for The Walking Dead, a zombie TV show.
Yes.
So, there's sort of been quite a lot on the verge of happening over in LA. So later this year, I kind of hope to go over there and see if I can get things to actually happen.
Because obviously all your music is working alongside your other interests as well, so that can make it a bit difficult fitting everything in. But have you had much chance to gig recently, or has it purely been working towards the next album?
No, it's all towards the next album at the moment. I did some gigs, quite a few gigs last year, but this year has mainly been writing the new album.
So what sort of thing can we expect to hear from you there? Is it the same sort of direction? Any other TV shows you're going to try and write stuff for and see if you can get those picked up, or what do you fancy?
Well, it's funny. The last album, the songs you're playing, I stand by them. I think they're great songs. And, you know, I kind of produced them all myself and played everything myself. But this time, for the new album, I'll be going right the other way. So it'll be pretty much, I suspect, just solo acoustic stuff.
And is that what you enjoy most, really just having chance to perform and really be at the heart of the music?
Yeah. You know, I got very caught up in the production of music and, really polishing it. And even though I enjoyed it and I, you know, sort of developed a lot of skills there, I think, you know, you can sort of lose some of the joy of just playing a guitar and getting across the emotion of the song. So that's probably what really influences the new direction.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing some of that in the future from you. But if people do want to catch up on the older work, the stuff that you spent months producing each particular track, where can they find that?
Probably my website, www.chrisilett.com.
www.chrisilett.com. I-L-E-T-T is the spelling on that one. And go along, find out more about the music, have a listen, and really enjoy the fruits of a lot of labour. And I'm sure you're still going to be labouring hard over the songs that come, and that'll all be acoustic later on this year into next. And we look forward to hearing more from you, and good luck with the tour over in LA.
Thank you very much, Jason. Thanks for your time.
Let's take a listen to Legacy of Love now. And is the video linked from your website for this one?
Yes.
So take a little look there and see what happened with the fan-led video. But Chris, great speaking to you. We'll catch up again. Hopefully we won't leave it 4 years this time.
Yeah, definitely not. You take care, Jason.
Thanks, mate. Ciao for now.
Thanks, bye. On days like today, my father would say, give your time to what you love. Try not to doubt, just let it all out. I will not hold back my love. You send a message to the world. The times are hard,
That's Chris Eilers with Legacy of Love here on the Milk Bar. On the 2nd of July, Mental Spaces and Junction Festival come together to present the Mental Film Festival. To tell us more, Josh Bagger, hello.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
I'm all right.
With this event coming up, I'm sure you've been plenty busy getting everything lined up for it. So what's your role in the organisation for this?
Myself and Hannah from Mental Spaces came together and thought of an idea of doing some sort of film nights. But upon that decision, we decided to do a film festival. My involvement is to be trying to push it as far as I can get it regarding to the fact that I would be incorporating a film division within Mental Spaces at the New Hampton Arts Centre.
So this all ties in with what you're looking to do as you progress through your career, having graduated from university this year. Hannah is involved as well, making it a really big, exciting event with the work that you're doing down at Mental Spaces. So you've got entries being put in by the 17th of June. So tell us what you're looking for, first of all.
We are looking for anything, everything you can throw it at us. It doesn't matter what it is, what genre, what type of language, what's even in it as well. But please, guys, be careful about the language. Yeah, just be creative. The whole point of Mental Spaces and this type of thing is to be artistic, to bring visual arts together in a visual format and kind of, you know, the whole moving images format as well. Films are a great way of demonstrating storytelling. So we want to see that. So we're encouraging every type. There's no restrictions on what you can do, except for a couple of things. Has to be 10 minutes or less. That's, I can't stress this enough. Has to be 10 minutes or less. And apart from that, you can do exactly what you want.
So you're looking for people across the region to come up with 10-minute films, any genre. They're all going to be showcased in this event taking place on the 2nd of June. And there's also going to be a Q&A with the directors of Screaming Death as well, which is going to be interesting for anybody putting their work forward. They can meet some real filmmakers who are out there doing that. And I know you worked on photography on that film as well, so you've got your own interest there. Is this something that you're maybe putting something forward for yourself, or are you a bit too busy helping on the organisation side of things?
Actually, no, I'd actually like to use this as myself. It helps me develop my own person, because I've always wanted to bring a community together of filmmakers, because since being brought on board with Screaming Death from Dave Hastings, Troy and the rest of the gang, it gave me that incentive to want to create something local to showcase local talent, especially in filmmaking. Mm-hmm. Because let's just face it, the West Midlands, it's not getting any good funding for independent filmmaking or the arts, full stop.
So if you show them what can be done, it'll spur people on maybe to apply for grants that they hadn't thought of, or for other people to see that work so they know that this is a place they should be gearing those funds towards.
Yeah, the most important thing about this film festival is the fact it's going to give the chance to network with loads of local filmmakers, as well as like directors, independent feature filmmakers. Like Dave and the gang, they won 2014's Best British Film Award at the London Film Awards for their film Checking In, mm-hmm. which I think is a great way for filmmakers to get in contact with that type of network.
So build it up, see what comes of it. There's 7 through 9 o'clock on the 2nd. There's a showcase of the competition films. Yeah, the local artists will be there as well. There's free refreshments and entry, wine reception and breaks as well. So this is all sounding like an interesting night out. Mm-hmm. And the chance to see a number of different 10-minute films. And there's actually going to be a panel choice award. So that will be selected before then. And the viewer choice award, how will that be chosen?
The viewer choice award is basically a voting system. We haven't completely got it down yet, but we're hoping to incorporate something perhaps digitally or good old ballot box.
Yeah.
And we actually offering a reward for that category is actually quite interesting. Dave Hastings is going to be doing a new feature film in the new year of 2017, mm-hmm. called Sustain. We're offering two internships on the set of Sustain for 2 days. And if the directors and the rest of the team like you, you get to continue your internship right across it, working as a production assistant or whatever we choose we think is good for you.
Yeah, it depends on what their particular type of film brought to their fore, which talents it showed off. So there's a chance to do that. People will be able to vote on the night when they come along and see these films and choose that winner.
Yes.
So if you do want to get your entries in by the 17th of June, what do you have to do?
Either via Dropbox link or a WeTransfer to the email hannahmarytaylor@mentalspaces.org. I can say that again. hannahmarytaylor@mentalspaces.org. And remember, guys, to send it to us via WeTransfer or Dropbox.
Yeah, so you want a full quality file, hannahmarytaylor@mentalspaces.org. Send that link over there. all your details, a bit about the film and a bit about the crew and who put it together, and then you'll be back in touch to discuss the entry requirements and just make sure everything's set as it should be. But it's got to be a 10-minute film. So if you've got something in the can already, great. If not, you've got a short while to get that together and get it submitted.
Yeah, and there's just one last thing always to remember with local filmmakers. Just be imaginative, really. Just try and show off yourself as well as your production team. Remember, and there's no single person involved in this. It's a big team effort.
So see how you do, see how you get on. But most of all, even if you're not going to enter, make sure you get along to that event on the 2nd of July. It's going to be in room 103 through 106 of the New Hampton Arts Centre, Dunkley Street, WV14AN. And it gets going at 6 o'clock with that Q&A and then the showcase following 7 through to 9 o'clock. But I'm sure we'll talk about it more in the meantime. We're hoping to get Hannah in as well for a bit of a chat closer to the time. And we'll look forward to finding out something about some of the entries between now and the closing date on the 17th. Josh Baggett, thanks for joining us.
No, thank you.
Let's take another song from Chris Islett now. This is Lullaby. That's Chris Islett and Lullaby. Now, with the British weather, there's one thing you can guarantee. At some point in June, you will be freezing. And to that end, the Fizzogs are doing their thing with their show On the Road. And Jackie joins me now. Hello.
How you doing, Jason? That was very clever, by the way.
That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Can I join the troop? Hang on. No, I've peaked, to be honest. But there we go. So, freezing continues.
Yes.
For those who've not experienced it, tell us more.
No, it was because we toured it earlier on in the year, and it was just really successful. And when we'd finished, we had loads of people saying, oh, are you doing it again? Because it was a new show. And we sort of felt that we'd sort of really got into the run before we'd really sort of perfected it, if you like. And you know, with the way you find little things, and it's only sort of when you get into performance that you sort of tweak things, and it was fantastic in the end. So we just thought, yeah, go on, we'll put another couple of shows on.
Well, you're over at the Netherton Arts Centre on the 24th and 25th of June. All gets going at half seven on each evening. And tickets for that one are priced at £12 each. And more importantly, probably for you guys rather than the punters, there's a bar as well.
Oh, yeah, there is a bar, and we sell Frizzog beer.
Okay, now, I don't want to know quite how you make that, but explain that one to us.
Frizzog beer, right. What it is, it's a Holden's beer. It's a traditional local ale. And I have to say, it's lovely.
See, I was picturing the grannies making it at home in sort of magic homebrew and filtering it through the tights. Yeah. That's not how it works.
Yeah, well, if you want to think of it like that, then you can do, but it does taste nice. I think if you just drink it and don't think about where it's come from. No, it's a Holden's, and it's just they've just given us our own beer, but it's lovely. So now it's been responsibly sourced. not strained to tights that we wore for a week.
No, because that would be bad. So the world of freezing. I'm going to change the subject and get off that one. But buy Frizzog beer. Yeah. Are your pictures on the bottle?
Yes, they are.
Oh,
they
brilliant!
Are the grannies are.
I definitely need some Frizzog beer then.
Fab.
Freezing. It's the Froggits and the Cotterills. Your characters who started their life at the Black Country Museum.
Yes, it is. It's set in 1910. A time before central heating. You know, when you used to have to get up and scrape the frost and the ice off the inside of the windows. I remember them days, Jason. I reckon you do as well.
I've heard about them. That was mostly due to the strikes in the 70s, I think, wasn't it, when we suffered
of course,
it?
Yeah, when you wake up and you have to put your foot on the linoleum, it's no fun. Four fitted carpets. So, it's freezing. It's the Black Country version of frozen. And it is the notorious family, the Froggits and the Cotterills, they're notorious. And they did start life at the Black Country Museum. But they're on tour. They're still on tour. And they've perfected the performance in an afternoon's rehearsal. So it's all, they're all set to go. But they're sort of roguish, but they're lovable with it, these characters. And it's like a sort of a play within a play. And they sort of get things very wrong very often. Because Lizzie Cottrell, who's from Herefordshire, who thinks is a bit of a cut above everybody else, has put this play to sort of curry favour with the villagers so that they can get back in. But it never, nothing ever goes to plan. But as a consequence, it is hilarious, I have to say. Even though I'm in it, obviously. But it is. I think it's one of the best things we've done. So... it's up to Frizzog standard, I would say. And like I say, the reason why we're doing another couple is because it was so successful earlier on in the year.
Yep, the demand for tickets is there, and I know it's selling well. If you do want to get your hands on tickets, do so quickly. They're online at frizzogproductions.ticketsource.co.uk. You can pick them up that way, or contact the Netherton Arts Centre directly. Or just go to the Frizzog's website, which is...
It's www.thefrizzogs.com.
So pop along to thefizzogs.com. All the links are there and you can get yourself into that one. Because you've got so much going on, and after a manic year last year, has this year been any quieter?
Yeah. No, it's doing the Edinburgh Fringe again this year. And instead of going for the week, we're going for 10 days. So that was exhausting, but great fun and really successful. Because apparently in Edinburgh, the average audience for a new show is 7 people. And I can believe that because you're a very small fish in a very big pond. Mm-hmm. There are thousands of shows on every day and every night. So we just go and dance as the dancing grannies, and of course that really helps us to sell, to put the bums on seats. So we had a really successful year, great right up from Broadway, baby. So we're going to go back again this year. I think we're doing a brand new tour. We're just starting writing for a brand new tour that will start in December of this year, and that's, I might be able to give you an exclusive here.
Oh, I like
it's
this.
It's called, this is the new tour. We've only just come up with the title, and we're thinking, you can tell me what you think, Jason. It's called Dames on Thrones.
I like it. Oh, that should be good.
So Dames on Thrones. But our thrones are the toilet, rather than...
To be fair, I would probably have guessed that, to be honest.
I thought you might have done
it. I know you too well, probably, but there we go. Jackie Fellows, thank you for joining us. Looking forward to the fact that you're back on the road with Freezing. Loads going on with the Frizzogs. To find out more about it, find them on Facebook or go along to thefrizzogs.com, and you can enjoy the immersive experience that is the magic of the Frizzogs. And proper Black Country wenches you are too.
Thank you, Absolutely.
Lovely. Catch up with you soon and see you on stage at a venue near us pretty much throughout the whole of the year.
Yes. Cheers, Jason.
It's all of it.
Thank you, matey.
Time to take our final tune from Chris Islett now. This is Echoes.
Echoes of my footsteps resound just like regrets upon deaf ears. Even though I tried, I could not swallow pride or toss the chills. And each foot I put down,
from Chris Islett. And don't forget, if you want to find out more, chrisislett.com is the website. That's chrisillett.com, and you can find out more about his work and also have a little look at the video that he produced with the fan support on Legacy of Love. On Saturday the 16th of July, the sound of Forever in Blue Jeans will be on stage at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre. Carol Newman joins me on the phone now to tell me about the shenanigans. Hello.
Hello there.
How are we doing?
Oh, brilliant, thanks.
I should think so too, because you're going to be having fun. Forever in Blue Jeans, I bet it doesn't feel like you've been doing it forever, even though it's 21 years.
It's 21 years, but I was only 5 when we started.
Well, this is it. I mean, I've seen the pictures. You must have started very young. I take it your grandparents told you about these songs.
Oh, that's right, yes. Obviously, I mean, 50s. I wasn't around in the 50s, actually, but...
No, you definitely were. I've seen the... You were definitely not. I'm not going to ask a lady your age, but
no,
I'm going to guess you went to school in the 90s.
Yeah, oh, lovely, thanks. Yeah, that'll do me. Let's go with that.
Okey-doke. So, what's it all about? Because there's a bit of a lot of things in here, but some real classics from the likes of Patsy Cline, Elvis Presley, but Garth Brooks and Billy Ray Cyrus as well.
Absolutely. Well, we do such a selection of stuff. We do lots of good old rock and roll. We really like the old rock and roll, from things like Lipstick on Your Collar and Shake, Rattle and Roll and Oh Boy, etc., etc. Then we do also like to do a few songs from the old sort of music hall days, you know, sort of like the Oklahoma and all of that sort of thing, and Lost My Heart and the Black Hills of Dakota. And we just do such a huge sort of set. And we like to do things from Carole King A lot of Carole King fans seem to be around at the moment with the new musical Beautiful that's been so successful in the West End. So that's been good for us. Plus we do Karen Carpenter and we do lots and lots of country music as well. So just loads.
And what on earth was the thinking behind this? Because Forever in Blue Jeans has just been a phenomenal success. Did you know you'd got that when you started?
No. Do you know, it was started by myself and my late husband. We sort of, you know, put this thing together and took it out on the road. And we didn't really know, not in any way whatsoever. And we learnt as we went along, in all honesty. Dreadfully lost my husband a couple of years ago. And he actually used to produce the show and, mm-hmm. and he was in it. And he was bass player, producer, et cetera, et cetera. And we ran the show between us. He'd said to me when he was very ill and towards the end, I said, well, Bob, you know, when you go, I am actually going to pack up the shows because I can't manage on my own. I can't actually run this thing anymore on my own. And he said, well, he said, darling, he said, if you pack these shows up, he said, I'll come back and haunt you.
He's got as good a sense of humour as you've got, clearly.
Exactly. And he said, don't you dare pack up. He said, it's what you do, it's what you know. And he said, crack on with it. He said, you'll do fine.
And it's a legacy you've built together. And exactly. Although it must have been strange not having him there next to you on stage,
you
knew that he was looking down on you singing along to the songs.
Oh, absolutely. And I know he'd be so chuffed that it's all still going. And I've still got such a fantastic cast of people around me. And I'm lucky, terrible to have lost my love of my life, but lucky to be doing the job that I absolutely love.
Yeah, your second love is still there with you, which is good. And
absolutely.
So being that thing you built together, it's got to be done. And I agree wholeheartedly with him. And I'm sure the audiences who come and see you will as well.
Lovely.
And is there a favourite song in the show for you, or maybe one that you and your partner really love singing together that you keep going in his memory?
Well, I tell you what song I do love to sing, and that's Crazy by Patsy Cline.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love that one. But, you know, I love the Carole King stuff. But the trouble is, with the Carole King stuff, there's so much fantastic sort of songs within that medley. And they're so sad. You know, that's mm-hmm. the only problem with them. I'll sort of call out my name and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. And it's just great words.
But an emotional musical night, but one that you'll be bopping around to in the aisles as well.
Oh, I tell you what, you won't have a happier night than Forever in Blue Jeans. We always have a great time on the stage. The audience get well and truly involved in it all. And we just have a fantastic night. We send everybody home on a high. I believe, you know, they really do. We have a great time.
And for rock and roll and country, I mean, there's eight of you on stage. You must have a massive sound when you're doing this as well.
Oh, we're huge. Yeah, it's great because we all sing live. Everything's played live. It's just great. And like I say, the atmosphere on the stage and off the stage is really happening. It's fantastic. I can't explain how great it is.
And what is the most enjoyable part of being on the road with this? It must be meeting all the people afterwards as well.
It is, very much so. Yeah, interacting with all the public. We always go out and meet everybody at the end, as you say. And we have CDs and stuff. So, of course, we're selling stuff. We're signing things. And we're chatting, taking pictures. And it's brilliant. And the best thing about being on the road, for me personally, is that I love to be spending time with all my lovely folks because we live so very close-knit, as you can imagine, on the
yeah.
road. We travel all together and obviously we stay over in the digs together and we always have a big breakfast in the little chef's every morning and have a big table. And, you know, we all sit around and chat and I absolutely love it.
Tell us about some of the rest of the gang then.
Oh, I got great folks with me. I have a lovely young chap, Gary Thatcher. And he did Grease in the West End, and he's done lots of other great, great shows. I have Rachel Cantrell, who's not a million miles away from yourself there. She is from Lichfield, which isn't too far away.
Just down the road from us, yeah.
That's right. And Rachel was in Casper, the Friendly Ghost musical, some time ago now. And obviously she's done lots of pantos, and she's done loads of productions. I have on the keyboard, and also my sort of right-hand man, really, that's Martin Cooper. He's the musical director. And he does countless cruise ships, and luckily he manages to fit us in as well. And I have a fantastic drummer, John Blackburn, on the drums. Andy Sapphire on lead guitar, who's actually been on tour in Europe just recently with the Blues Brothers, so he's been doing great things. And we have Graham Walker on the bass as well. And a young man from Wolverhampton originally, and that's Mr. Christopher on the sound. So quite a nice lot of folks.
A lot of singing, a lot of dancing.
Oh, yeah. A lot of fun.
And yeah, that's it. It's fun all the way.
And we have, you know, in the past, we've been to Wolverhampton This will be, I think this will be our third or fourth time. And every time we go there, we always have an absolutely brilliant night. They're great there.
It sounds like you're going to fit in well. Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic evening.
Lovely.
If you want to get yourself down there, £22.50 a ticket, 7.30 is curtain up for Forever in Blue Jeans on Saturday the 16th of July. 01902 429212 is the box office number, or grandtheatre.co.uk to get them online. Make sure you get them. Make sure you get down there and see these lovely, insane, mad, fun-filled musicians doing crazy things on stage.
Absolutely.
Get on there. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for speaking to me.
That's a lot for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back with episode 363 next week. We'll see you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.